Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 304, episode 2 of Der Daily Zeitgeist, a production of iHeartRadio. This is a podcast where we take a deep dive into American shared consciousness, and it is Wednesday, September 13th, 2023.
Thank you for that entourage.
Is it National Entourage Day?
No,
is that why you were saying "oh yeah"?
But it is National Peanut Day, National Take Kids Take Over the Kitchen Day, Positive Thinking Day, Day of the Programmer. Fun. National Bald is Beautiful Day. Shout out all my fellow balds. And Uncle Sam Day. Not sure what that is, but hey, we're here. It's September 13th.
Just a day to celebrate Uncle Sam, one of the coolest.
You know, the coolest uncle we have.
And the mythological figures with Santa Claus and Easter Bunny, there is always Uncle Sam, the war one.
Yeah,
one
right.
Who like wants you to go to war.
I want you to help spread capitalism, motherfucker.
Anyways, my name is Jack O'Brien, aka Miles on Vacation Far Away. Ooh. Come around and toke it over.
Okay.
So many things that I want from Gray. You know I like my thighs a little bit plumper.
Ow.
I just want to hear the Daily Zeit. I don't want to lose the Daily Zeit. That is courtesy of the Casserole Casanova. That is Outfield. Your Lose Your Love, maybe, is what it's called. I don't know. I found out about that song like 4 years ago from a Christy Yamaguchi main, AKA. And now it's been in steady rotation.
You've never heard that song?
I hadn't. Like, I guess I probably did when I was a kid, but I didn't really know it. I was like, what is this about?
I feel like it was like a mainstay on like sort of like 80s radio.
Yeah, I feel like I heard it on some boom boxes when I was a child.
Some boom boxes. Like, okay.
Some boom boxes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay.
And I am thrilled, of course, to be joined by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray.
It's Miles Gray, aka I've got another confession to make. I'm AI. Or are you fooled and trained to think this is a lie? We just cannot resist. We're gonna lose. Is my car getting the best? The best? The best? My best is sex. Shout out to JMU Sick One. Obviously talking about Foo Fighters, but obviously talking about how every smart car is spying on you and selling your information, including your sexual activity, which is a revelation we had not experienced until that article came out. So
I still don't believe it. but maybe I'm just not having enough sex in the right places.
I know. I think I need a data analyst to tell us what information, like data points, they're using to infer sexual activity.
Which sex did you know I had? My car? Because
my good car.
My good car. Miles, we are thrilled to be joined in our third seat by a very funny stand-up comedian whose new album, Get By, is out wherever fine comedy albums are sold and streamed. It's Liz Barry!
Liz!
Hello! I feel like I should have prepared a song for you.
That's all right. Well, you got one?
You have a song in your heart?
I'll put you on the spot right now.
I got nothing. I feel like I have to do a parody song. I would have had to prepare, fellas.
When people always say that, because that's a common response when people see us go absolute, just humiliate ourselves to the top of the show, is what's your favorite karaoke song? And then maybe we could workshop it from there, because that's a melody you know in your heart.
Well, I really haven't found my karaoke song. My husband loves Bang a Gong, which is a good one.
Get it on.
Mm-hmm. And then I've done It's Raining Men, but that's a total mistake. It goes on forever.
Is it a lot longer than we suspect?
Oh, I think it goes on for like 7 minutes. Like it starts out really good, but then whatever. So I stick to like Diamonds in the Stream, I think is a good one.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's raining, man.
It's Liz Barrett. Hallelujah! It's Liz Barrett.
Yeah. Oh wow. Yeah, the weather goes 5 minutes 25 seconds. That song's clocking.
See? Wow. I told you.
That is one of those things. Like when you do karaoke and like you're like, I love the chorus of this song, so you select to do it, and then you're like, oh no, this is 6 minutes long, and I realize I only know like one third of it.
I do Freebird and then just like vibe out on the stage for 7 minutes.
For the solo? You sing the solo?
Fucking ruining it, man.
Yeah.
But like the audience loses interest after a while.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, okay.
That's the most fucked up part of like mis-selecting a karaoke song is when you just lose the drunk people that are your friends who have been so supportive all the way through, and they're like on their phones.
Yeah. Phones start lighting up their drunk faces.
You start to feel like a real loser.
Yeah.
Not me. Never have felt like a real loser, Liz.
I can tell that, Jack.
I'm just brimming with confidence.
You are.
How, where are you coming to us from, Liz?
New York City.
New York City.
Yeah. Where we're fighting lantern. What's those lantern flies? What are they called?
Oh, yeah.
Spotted lantern flies.
They're like kind of colorful, and then you just like stomp on them. Is that the thing?
They're pretty, but now, so you're supposed to stomp on them, but sometimes they fly, they like hop or fly or something. So now we're supposed to have vinegar bottles with us and spray them.
The fuck?
Which, what? I've got a lot of problems. I can't add that to my list of things.
Yeah,
I've got
carrying
to do in the day.
They're like, Liz, we need you to carry distilled vinegar in a spray bottle at all times. Now,
what I'm gonna need from you is why is that preferable to stomping on them?
Wait,
like that
first
just
of all,
feels
hold
like
on, hold
a
on.
Fucking cruel person is like you really want to like watch them dissolve. You want to see them?
I'm not
salt on a slug.
I'm not from New York. I know not of New York things to this degree. What the fuck are you even talking about with like, you got to stomp them. What are we talking about right
you,
now?
You have to kill them because they're an invasive species. And then I think they kill trees. So we're on high alert on the Northeast. And you're supposed to stomp them, but sometimes they move too fast, especially for the elderly, which I guess I'm included in now. So you're supposed to, but and so it's all hippy dippy to use vinegar.
That do?
I guess it kills them. Although my
kills
husband
them
and I,
humanely.
I mean,
it like melts their
exoskeleton. Why do we care about humane, Jack?
Well,
we're stomping them, Jack. We're stomping them.
The stomping seems like they're just saying like so. The vinegar bottle is just to like spread more death.
No, it's supposed to. If you can't catch them, then
you
can
spray
them.
Got it. All right.
Oh, because a wide spray of vinegar says will kill them instantly. So that sounds humane than getting your whole shit stomped out.
Yeah.
But I saw somebody stomping and saying like a prayer. I'm like, okay, everyone, get a grip.
Yeah. I mean, they might just think that's some badass shit to do to somebody, like Jules in Pulp Fiction, you know?
Right.
Say some biblical shit.
Ezekiel 25:17, but then the lantern fly leaves because you're doing a long-winded monologue.
Yeah. So that's what we're doing out here in the Northeast. But I'm like, I got a lot of other problems besides, like, you know, killing lantern flies.
Yeah. Does that work on other insects? Because, like, I've always been in the market for something that you could shoot at a insect, like shoot at a house fly. There are those like salt guns, but those make a mess. And I've just never like had one. So I don't, but like, you know what I'm talking about? Like they're like, shoot salt at flies and they're supposed to kill them. Does vinegar work for
them? Definitely used it for like house plants. Like if you have aphids and stuff, like you could just put like some vinegar and water mixed together and just kind of spray your plants down because it does kill them. I don't know if it's like a universal insect killer.
Well, we have a little outdoor area and we had like 20 of them this weekend. And my husband just started using Raid because the vinegar wasn't working. So I don't want to know what they're talking about, to be honest. Yeah,
we're going up to WMDs.
Did he put Bang a Gong on before he did it?
Yes, Bang a Gong.
Get it on.
Get it on. Woo! Did you see, you know what you can get on Amazon, though? It's like a racket, a tennis racket. And
I got it.
The electric thing for the bugs.
My favorite thing that I own.
My
an electric
favorite
tennis racket
thing I own. Are you serious?
I'm absolutely dead serious. I have two of them for some reason.
I love them.
They're
you always
so
say,
great.
He comes out with them and says, "Doubles anyone?"
Yeah.
And it's really cheesy, but then he says,
"One in each hand."
Yeah.
But yeah, when you catch one and it makes that loud crack, are you
so
familiar
good.
With these, Miles?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I've been to places that have them, and I too end up becoming like, this is my favorite toy now.
Yes.
But I don't own one. Yeah.
It's like having one of those bug lights, but in the shape of a tennis racket.
Yeah.
For the listeners who weren't listening the last time I rhapsodized about this. And then you just get to swing it around. And like when you hit one, it makes a pop. It makes a loud snap. You know, you have done your job to protect your family. And oh man, nothing better. And then it's like stuck to the thing a lot of the time. You just like put it in the toilet. Say
it's
a little
so
prayer
good.
For it.
It's so good. And like you know how you have to get a fly to stay in one spot and then get like this is you have a bigger space you can deal with.
Yeah. You don't
you
have
can
to travel
it right out
window.
Of thin air.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
They don't know what the fuck hit them. It's the best. It is the cruelest that I am as a human being is like I am just purely focused on destroying that house fly.
Yeah, me too. I hate a house fly.
Yeah, fuck them.
Yeah. Fuck a house fly. I think we can all agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes it works on mosquitoes. You can only tell that you've caught a mosquito because they're so small when it makes the little pop. But then they're like vaporized. Yeah. So no messy cleanup.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
Liz, I'm sold. We're going to get to know you a little bit better in a moment. First, we're going to tell our listeners a couple of the things we're talking about. Mike McCarthy? What's this guy's name? Mike McCarthy's a football coach.
Kevin.
Joe McCarthy? Kevin McCarthy.
Yeah.
This story makes me tired. Kevin McCarthy has announced that the House will open a formal impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden, even though their investigation didn't find anything. So
But we need the inquiry first, and then we'll find something, though.
Yes.
That's the logic here.
You did the inquiry and it didn't, like, find anything? You did an investigation and didn't find it? Yeah,
but I need to go deeper.
Needs to be official.
Yeah. If I go deeper, I bet I might find something.
We're going to talk about... It does seem like there's a lot of people, speaking of Biden, that are like, oh, but he's, like, really old right now. So I do want to talk about it. Does seem like
that
there's,
take is coming up more.
Where at least I want to ask, is there more of a conversation happening? Am I just like catching it more? The idea that people are really looking for a alternative from the DNC? Seems like that chorus has raised up a little bit. So we might talk about that. We might talk about prayer coach. We might talk about DraftKings 9/11 themed promotion, Gatorade's new hydration technology, which they're calling water.
Oh.
Ooh.
Have you guys heard about this stuff?
No, but I'd love to know
more. Wave of the future.
Gatorade is making it? Okay, then it's got to be good for my body because I'm an athlete.
They also Speaking of water, NASA found some on a distant planet. So we might even talk about that.
I'll drink that.
We could do anything. The episode is our oyster. But before we get to any of it, Liz, we do like to ask our guests, what is something from your search history?
Well, a lot of it's medical. So it's a lot like, do I have a tumor, MRIs and cancer? How many pounds are in a stone? I recently looked up. That's 14 pounds.
14, yeah.
I don't know why in America you go to your doctor and get weighed and they put it in stones. Like, I don't understand that. They do.
Wait, your doctor put it in stones?
Yeah, maybe it's a woman thing. But like, you get on the scale and they put it in stones, so you have no idea. I don't know whether women have just ran from the room. I don't understand what's happening. So I had to Google how many pounds in a stone, which turns out to be 14.
Yeah. How many stones is it then, love?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm 15 stone, isn't it?
15.
Yeah. Wait, but so that is so weird because that to me is such a like British weight, like measurement metric for weight. That is really, okay. I probably don't know anything where doctors like, yeah, a lot of the scales just have both on there maybe, but like they're writing it down.
I don't know how they write it down, but you have no idea. You're like, okay, right. I don't know what that is, but sure.
Right.
Huh. So,
the doctor's like, they have both in it. I'm gonna keep doing this.
So more I Google work. A lot of medical stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, which is weird.
Stone always sounds very primitive to me and dumb. Like, they just like said how much a stone weighs. Like they found one stone and were like, you weigh this many. But then I realized that we use feet, which is like even dumber. Like,
right.
Just our length is like, yeah, that's how many feet that like somebody, if you stacked people's feet steps next to each other. So,
but isn't it like, because it's all the king's foot or whatever was that long. So then that's how it's like, well, this god person's foot is this big. So that's how we measure things.
And did your height change when one king died and a new one was born?
Oh, I don't know.
That's you're like, I'm 7'3" now that the baby king has now taken king, over.
Now that Prince Henry has ascended.
Well, for long time, you know, you shrink as you get older. And I went for a physical and they're like, you shrunk by an inch. And I'm like, I'm so young to shrink by an inch. And then I told my mother and she's like, you've never been that height. You've always liked that your height. You've always been that height. And I was like, oh. Okay.
You've never been that
high. It's such a wild thing to say. You've never been that height. So let it go. Yeah. Yeah. Don't
she
worry.
She just like
fine.
Has this like flashback of you standing on your tippy toes at the doctor's office, like when you're growing up.
I guess like, she always knew I was lying.
Yeah. Right.
To myself. And,
to know the origin of the stone, it's because they needed England was exporting so much raw wool that they needed to create a standard. So the royal statute fixed a stone of wool at 14 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and then a sack of wool had to be 26 stones. So it's all because of the wool export.
Well, that transfers to weight. I don't know.
They're like, that's I don't know. It's the first
big
thing
sack used to... of wool, by the way.
To humans, yeah.
Yeah.
What is something you think is overrated?
Well, currently, I don't understand this whole obsession with the Jonas Brothers. I thought they were gone, and now there's like a concert, and everyone's riled up for it, and then the divorce, and I'm like, wait, the Jonas Brothers are still popular? I didn't know this was still going on. I'm confused.
I had a similar revelation where I was like, I thought like they aged out the second they became like 18, like Disney, like pop stars do, but they've kept it going, and they've like all have like other famous partners. So I don't know if that's part of like the Jonas industrial complex where like they have to keep like marrying relevant people to keep the thing, but they got fans. They got fans. Yeah. Jack, you been keeping up with the Joe Jonas, Sophie Turner divorce?
Oh yeah. The latest will shock you after this. No, I actually had to Google which one was getting, because isn't one of the other ones married to
Priyanka Chopra?
Yeah. Okay.
That's Nick Jonas.
Yeah. Okay. They're still going strong.
And then there's like a forgotten Jonas brother.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so weird to me. Like, I thought we were past this.
Were you keeping up with the early Jonas Brothers career? Or you're no, just like, that was a thing I remember from 2009 kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't understand why anyone's upset about the Jonas Brothers or going to their concert. Like, they're trying to make it like the next Taylor Swift concert. And I'm like,
yeah,
that didn't
calm
happen.
Down.
I saw
calm
the
down.
Headline for that concert, 5 albums, 1 night. I was like, hell yeah. Is this Jay-Z? Is this like, who is this going to be? Is it Radiohead? Like, that would be cool. Like, is it a musician who has like 5 classic albums that we could all revel in? I did not know the Jonas's had a album that was like, that people were like, yeah, this one, you got to listen to this one cover to cover, if, you know?
Yeah. They're like, dude, the fucking guitar, the mandolin solo by Kevin Jonas on that track.
It's a great 5 albums, 1 night or like X albums, 1 night is a great concept that it is truly a shame the fucking Jonas Brothers got to first.
I couldn't. The other thing is, I couldn't sing you a single Jonas Brothers song.
I was just about to say, what is a
I don't know a Jonas Brothers song, let alone
five albums worth to necessitate. Ugh.
fucking concept concert.
I mean, we're not going to be able to play this in the episode, but I'm just going to play their most streamed song on Spotify for us, just so we can see if any of us recognize this.
Bang a gong, get it on, get it on.
What is that?
It sounds like something from like a rental car commercial.
It's like Ed Sheeran, but like, what if you wanted to fuck Ed Sheeran? Seems to be the like concept of this. Doesn't it just sound like an Ed Sheeran song?
What if you wanted a poor man's Ed Sheeran? That's what that sounds like.
Wow. But I had no idea. They've got albums, Jack. They got albums. Yeah.
Like solo shit? Or is one of the 5 albums a solo album? Or is it all
I think
Jonas
it all comes
Brothers?
Out. The first Jonas Brothers album is from 2006 called It's About Time.
It's About Time.
Yeah.
And isn't it about time? The 2000s, the early 2000s and the 90s really loved a time pun. Nick of Time.
Of course.
One of the great films of
Y2K
the 90s.
Y2K was encroaching. And then we were still obsessed with it.
Yeah. What's something you think is underrated?
I think is underrated is the show on Netflix called Is It Cake?
Uh-huh.
Have you watched it?
I have seen Is It Cake. I've seen maybe the first. My nieces love that show. And every time I'm like, it's funny how I'm like, this, I get it. But then partway through I'm looking, I'm like, that shit ain't cake. That ain't cake. And it's fucking cake.
Like the second season is better than the first, I have to say, it's so relaxing. It's like literally the whole thing is, can you pick if this is cake or not cake?
Right. The stakes are so low that it's soothing. Right.
So low. And like it kind of has the greatest British Bake Off vibe where everyone's nice and everyone's happy. And I would highly recommend it for like, I don't think people are talking about it enough.
Did the latest season just come out or we've just kind of been left at? Whatever the first couple of seasons that
there's two seasons, so I don't know which season you watched.
I think I've only seen one, and I think it's when it came out.
No spoilers.
don't tell me.
Just all Jack. Okay, but always assume it's cake. Always assume it's cake.
Always assume it's cake.
Yeah, it's a safe bet.
Yeah,
this seems to be again like I feel like they created a whole genre of game show because now there's a new one. This is the solution that Hollywood has come up with for the writer's strike. A David Spade reality show where he like brings out a product and the contestants need to guess if it's real or not. If it's like a fake product or not.
Oh.
This is all the rage. I think the next they'll be like, is this a cookie? Is this a cupcake? Yeah. There'll be spinoffs.
Right, because the bar for content is so low. We're merely seeing if people's eyes and brains work. Yeah. Like, and is this water? Yeah, it's water. Yeah. No, it's not. It's a bunch of saran wrap. You idiot.
It's piss bug.
It's piss bug. Have you seen School of Chocolate, Liz, on Netflix?
No, what's that?
That's a reality show where it's this guy, Amari Guichon, who's like the chocolate master like of making like realistic items from chocolate that are... You're like, it's almost like the show could be Is It Chocolate? But it's all about chocolate sculpting. But it's a competition show where, like, it's not so fucking competitive that you get stressed out. Like, if the person does, like the worst person in one challenge gets pulled aside by, like, the chocolate master for, like, one-on-one instruction. And it's not like, oh, you suck, get out of here. It's like, hey, like, let me help you a little bit so we can work on this in the next round. And you're like, wow, this is really kind and, like, uplifting. So, yeah, that's another one that feels very, like, low stakes but positive without being, like, I'll lose my house if I don't win Chocolate Master, you know.
Yeah, I love the baking shows where, like, you win a platter or you win some flowers. Mm-hmm. And it's like, in America, it would always be like, you know, oh, I'm winning $100,000. I'm going to shiv everybody.
Right, right. Exactly. Yeah. It's like, because I will not let this money slip through my hands. And I will debase myself in front of my children when they watch this.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So I like low. What did you call it? Low stakes. Kind of nice shows. I think they're underrated.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Nailed It is another, like, fun, low stakes that kids seem to really respond to.
Oh, yeah.
What are you saying? I'm a child, Jack?
Yeah. you have the mind. Sorry, no, you're not a child. You have the mind of a child.
That's right.
Imagination.
As my man JC says, is what we should all be striving for. JC Amen. Up on high.
Praise Christ. Thank you so much.
So, yeah.
Is that Jesus Christ?
That's right. That's my man, Jesus Christ.
It's JC Chazé from NSYNC.
I don't know if you know what this podcast is all about, but it's about spreading the good news.
I've been
with
tricked.
With a lot of swearing. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is actually the longest we've gotten into an episode without me talking to the guest about my man, JC, and some of the cool things he has to say. All right. Let's take a quick break.
Yeah.
And we'll be right back to talk about some news. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
And we're back.
We're back.
And Kevin McCarthy.
Mm-hmm.
That's Kevin! Right. That doesn't sound right. Are we sure that's right? That's his name, Kevin McCarthy?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go with that.
Yeah.
Kevin McCarthy has announced that the House will open a formal impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden despite the fact that their hearings and investigations haven't really turned up any evidence against him directly. No. I'm going to go take a nap. This yeah. really makes me tired.
Well, we kept talking about how they would do things. They're like, we got a whistleblower, okay? Uh-huh. But they're too scared to testify. Uh-huh. And then people are like, is there a whistleblower? They're like, I'm not even sure there's a whistleblower. Yeah. You're like, what are you doing?
I actually don't know. What define whistle?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I know somebody who was willing to say some bad stuff about Joe Byron. But other than that, I don't know. And like, he's also doing it without taking a House vote, which before he was like, I'll take a House vote and we'll see what happens. You know, the polling in a lot of battleground states says most people are like, you know, 56% are like, an impeachment would be just a stunt, like a partisan political stunt. Like no one's like looking for this. But I think the other big thing about this is he doesn't even have the support of his own party. It's like a lot of Republicans are even worried about how like the whole hack of it all is going to look. And especially when their logic is we need to open an impeachment inquiry so we can find out more stuff and then we'll be able to uncover something to impeach him for rather than we have evidence that we need to pursue that is leading us here. They're like, I don't know, man, we just need to go find. We're going fishing, baby, but we're doing it with subpoena power. And they aren't starting with real evidence. And even the head of the oversight committee, he even admitted that every subpoena he has issued that, like to banks or other government agencies, they've cooperated 100% given the information. And they, he's like, yeah, I don't know. It's just like, I haven't been denied access to anything. I still can't find anything.
Still got nothing. I'm out of moves here, man.
So. Hey, man, you know the term Hoover flags where your pockets are inside out? That's us, man. We got nothing.
That's amazing. It seems to be based on the logic that they, like, well, the last time they did an impeachment thing, they found stuff. So there's probably stuff here. And it's like, yeah, well, they found stuff because like they did an investigation and there was like a lot of shit there. There was a lot of smoke and fire. And the time before that, like, you know, I guess maybe they're hoping for like a Clintonian situation where it's just like embarrassing. They drag some shit out that's like embarrassing and like create stuff, like find stuff as they're looking. Isn't that kind of what happened with Clinton? Like it, at first, it wasn't about Lewinsky. It was about something, some other shit. I don't know. I'm a political expert.
Yeah.
I think it was because he lied to Congress, like lied in his depositions or something. But it was really about Monica ultimately. But the thing is, like, I don't know. It's like we listen to the crazies now. Like growing up, my mother was always like, "Don't listen to that person. They're crazy." Here and now, it's like, "Oh, they're crazy. Let's pacify them and."
I mean, there's just like a massive will to try and be like, well, you impeach Trump, so we're gonna get you for what? We'll figure it out. We're gonna do it because he's gonna get mad if we don't, and then I don't know how to stand up to him, so we're caught in this fucking spiral till November. So we'll see where it ends up. But yeah, it's just like There's just starting off with nothing and asking for more power to just manufacture something. And I'm, but.
And I am here for it.
And I'm.
Popcorn eating meme. I am ready. Spill the tea, Republican.
Yumma, yumma, yumma.
This shit, I don't know. Like, the whole thing makes me tired because it's like, it feels pointless, but also, like, there is a lot at stake with Biden's reputation. And he seems really fragile. Does it feel like there's been more people being like, he seems old, like in the mainstream media lately? Or am I making that up?
I think that it's just a tactic because the election is coming up. So now we're like, he's super old. That's in my opinion. And I also think like the whole Hunter Biden stuff, like every family has a family member who's messed up. Like,
yeah.
I don't think that like most Americans are like, oh, he has a son who's a mess. Like we all have somebody.
And he still loves him?
Yeah. Well, what?
It appeals to like this like minority of like men who are like, I don't love my kid because he's a screw up. Yeah. Like what this guy does, he's soft. I hate him. Like what? But yeah, I mean, there is like, you know, I feel like since the earlier this year, it's like about once or twice a month, you're going to see some version of, who could replace Joe Biden? Like, and it's even written by like Democratic out, like, you know, like left leaning outlets.
Yeah.
Where you're trying to, because I think there is a thing where I'm sure the DNC looks at the polling and a lot of Democrats are like, I mean, like, does it have to be Biden? Like, that's like the energy of a lot of Democratic voters. They're like, I don't know, does that gotta be him? And I think now they're kind of like, oh shit, like, is, are we fucking up by like, by just like riding with this guy to the end? But I don't know. I mean, like, it's one of those things where, despite I think a lot of Democrats maybe saying I wouldn't vote for him, it's like this thing where when push comes to shove, they're like, fuck it. And like, what the fuck?
I would literally vote for him if he was dead. Like, I don't care. Like, I just don't want the fucking fascist in office. Like, yeah, like truly, if that happened, like, yeah, well, I'd vote for him if he was dead.
Like, can I vote for like a 3D projection of him?
Yeah, totally.
Like,
a tuna fish sandwich. I mean, I don't care.
Yeah, Subway tuna.
Yeah, Subway tuna. I'd vote for Subway tuna.
The write-in candidate, our new president, Subway tuna. Yeah. Somehow.
To the point about like there being a push from various sides to make it seem like he's aging rapidly as the election approaches. There was that Hawaii story where, and I'm sure that this isn't the only time that people have been reporting shit like this, but there was the thing where people were like, Biden fell asleep on stage. And that was actually like officially debunked, because like the footage that they used to spread that story was like a close up of footage that was, I guess they like blurred it intentionally. And when you looked at the high definition footage of the exact same moment, he's like got his eyes open and he's like blinking and just like kind of has his head down. He's like nodding. So
yeah, being solemn.
There's definitely a push happening to, I personally like don't think he's the best possible candidate. We are in the situation that we're in. Like there's this, the Hill article that was like the five Democratic alternatives, and it's just fucking Kamala Harris, Vice President Kamala Harris, California Governor Gavin Newsom. Those seem to be the only ones that I hear being taken seriously, because she will be the president if he dies, and he looks like a president in a movie, I think. Is that kind of the main thing?
With his slick back hair. That slicks back real nice.
Real nice.
That slit out slick back real nice.
Pete Buttigieg, who lost the election last time and has not done anything good since then, you know?
Right. Except for like excuse the bad behavior of airlines.
Yeah. He's like had a bad few years since not being able to beat Joe Biden in the election. Like that feels like the case with a lot of these, right? Like that Harris was lost the election to
Biden. Yeah, wasn't a great primary.
And has not had a good run since then. Same with Buttigieg. So the only ones that are like new, untested are Newsom, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, and AOC they have on here, because she would be old enough in 2024.
I think Whitmer is probably your best bet there. I've heard good stuff about her.
The most different, like, kind of, I mean, a lot of, like, yeah, a lot of Democrats, like, have been cheering a lot of the stuff that she's been doing in Michigan. It's just, like, I think the thing is that the DNC, they're kind of processing this information in, like, a weird way, because what I think the polls, what they're not articulating is that people want a different type of candidate.
Right.
Like, all of these come out of the same sort of like ice tray of candidates, just in different shapes. But we're looking for, a lot of people like are seeking something different, where someone is speaking to what is happening to people in a way that actually seems authentic and believable, because all these people are just super polished, like political operatives. They're not like the kind of people who like can like light up a room and like make every person feel like they're seen and heard. And like in a way that like, you know, Donald Trump completely abandoned like normal political speak, and people were like, whoa, that's different.
Yeah.
And not to say that that's better.
I feel like AOC kind of has that a little bit sometimes.
Yeah, no, she does. She does. But I have I can't imagine the establishment circling around her.
Yeah. So, no, they would tear her to shreds.
Yeah. Like, I just don't know.
The New York Times.
Yeah, the second she'd be like, I think we need to end qualified immunity for the police. They'd be like, well, there goes all your union fucking endorsements.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And that's all. It's like a fucking balancing act of how to keep certain people in, you know, your coalition, but also trying to present something that's a little bit forward thinking. And that's just, an impossible feat for them right now.
Yeah. I view it as like two separate things. There's like the, you know, what I think is good for the country and what I think like the country, like what ideas the country should be moving towards. And then there's the like sporting event of keeping the Nazis out of office that is this one. And so on that one, I'm just like, I don't know, is Whitmer, how's Whitmer's arm? She a lefty? Yeah. She like keep you off balance? Like what are we looking at here? Like what are the saber metrics people say about her?
Right.
So from that, like, that's kind of how I'm going into this election, is I'm just like, fuck it, you know, let's but the whole thing makes me very sweepy,
because we're in dire need of something really remarkably different and revolutionary, but all of these fall flat.
I mean, I sort of feel like, you know, there's perfect and then there's what we have to deal with. And I think Biden is what we have to deal with right now. And it's like, when you're fighting like real evil, you have to suck it up and do what's the best alternative at the time to fight that evil.
Why is he gotta be so old though?
He can't help it. He's grown to be that old.
Why can't we help?
Because he was born 80 years ago, Jack. That's why he's that old. Because his parents had sex 80 years ago. Yeah. That's all. Oh, that's the only reason why.
Now I'm distracted thinking about Joe Biden's parents having sex during the Great Depression.
Oh God.
But yeah, I mean, like, Newsom has said that he wouldn't run against Kamala, but I think he's just being diplomatic, because they've always kind of been in this competition. Like, they entered the political scene at the same time, with him becoming San Francisco's youngest mayor and her becoming San Francisco's DA and the state's first black district attorney in 2005. And they've always kind of helped each other. But then there's also, like, when Barbara Boxer retired and that seat opened up, Gavin Newsom wanted that Senate seat too, but deferred to Kamala and then ran for governor. So I think part of him, despite what he says, has always been keeping an eye on the national stage. That's why he keeps fucking, you know, trying to debate Ron DeSantis. So
yeah, I don't count her unless you want me to.
Unless you want me to, unless, but yeah,
literally one person asks me to.
Yeah,
in which
exactly.
case I'll be like, I've been called.
Yeah, he's doing the thing of like reluctant guy where he's like, no, man, I've told all the donors we're getting behind Joe. Like, it just is what it is, folks. We're moving on. He's like, I wouldn't run against Kamala. And then all it's going to take is like a slight, you know, vibe shift. And he's like, yeah, I mean, I should have been president this whole time.
Yeah.
So, you know, I run the fifth largest economy, basically, if California was its own
true
country.
True fuckboy energy, where he's like, I couldn't. I really couldn't. Shouldn't.
But winking, right? Oh, I couldn't.
He is
unless
a fuckboy.
You really want me to.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Yeah. Totally.
Oh, do you really want me to? Oh, I shouldn't, though. I shouldn't. We really shouldn't.
We really I'm married. We really shouldn't. But okay.
All right. Let's take a quick break and we'll come back and talk about some things that aren't politics.
Ah.
We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
And we're back.
Oh, yeah.
And not everybody was as sensitive and thoughtful and careful in their 9/11 coverage as Miles and I were in our Monday morning episode. Please. For instance, I feel like no one will ever beat the mattress store ad in which two guys crash into twin towers made of mattresses.
What? I didn't see that.
Yeah, it got taken down really quickly. But it was just a standard local mattress ad, except they were like 9/11 sale. What better way to remember 9/11 than with a Twin Towers sale?
Uh-oh. Oh, wait. Have I? Oh, they tried to make it private, but, you know, the internet never forgets. Have you seen it, Liz?
I have not seen it.
Okay, let me pull this clip up. That's
poor taste doesn't begin to describe this ad from a local mattress retailer.
Oh, fuck you, Chris Cuomo.
The Twin Tower sale. Right now, you can get any size mattress for a twin price. Storewide sale all day long. Oh, my God. We'll never forget.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
I mean,
I just.
Holy shit.
Really? It's like. Who approves this? Like, who? I mean, everything has to go through so many people, and no one said, no, you shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah.
Really. Is that real? Like, that feels like a leaked, like, work training video or something. Like, it doesn't feel like an actual ad that ran. And I don't know. Maybe it is. The whole thing is like a little fishy to me.
Think of
like,
the wildest shit you've seen on your local cable station, though. You know what I mean? Like, there are some, like, you know, we used to have Crazy Gideon. You know, like, the ads were just unhinged. Like,
That's true.
That's true.
Yeah. It's like, gang, if you live in Texas and you saw this shit, please let us know. I want to know. It's an amazing, like, the performances. Yeah, they really lean into it. They put their whole back into this thing being literally like a 9/11 joke.
Yeah.
Well, I think when you're given that script, you really have to sell it. You're like, all right, well, this is what I was hired to do. Yeah. I'm going to throw myself into this because this is weird.
You got to come in on a 10.
You ever see the Kmart ad that was like, I ship my pants? So it's all these like, I ship my, you know, and it's really funny actually, but I don't think it ever ran. But that's funny. But I digress. But
now it's been like, 9/11. Like, what?
What the fuck, guys? Just the facial expressions are really like impressive. Yeah. So, anyways, DraftKings threw their hat in the ring. They threw their crown in the ring. DraftKings are my king. They threw their crown in the ring by unveiling a parlay on Monday called Never Forget, where you could bet on all three New York teams to win, to, you know, both in order to honor the victims of 9/11 while also basically just handing your money to DraftKings, since the New York Mets are not very good. The New York Jets also not very good.
Yeah.
I don't know. It immediately got a lot of.
I mean, they knew it. It was just cheap conflict, scandal marketing.
Right.
They just wanted to get outraged, like calling it like, you know, they knew what was going to happen. And again, they're like, their apology is like, yeah, dude, we already had it pre-written because we knew that there would be light backlash.
We sincerely apologize for the featured parlay that was shared briefly in commemoration of 9/11.
In commemoration.
Like, still stuck with it. It was shared briefly in commemoration of 9/11. Yeah. We were honoring 9/11 victims, by the way.
I love the word parlay. It's like, yeah. Who uses that word?
Well, yeah, when you're betting multiple teams.
Gamblers.
Though, that's a real big gambling term. I wonder too if their whole thing is like, they're like, it's 22 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it's all bets are off now. All bets are off. Like, and I think it's every year there's like some company testing America's collective like gut about like 9/11 jokes. I'm like, are we ready? Ready?
I still say never forget at inappropriate times. Like,
yeah. I mean, I think we've been saying that since 9/11, you know, as like a
and maybe it's not funny. Like maybe DraftKings has taught us all a lesson, you know?
Yeah. But yeah, it felt pretty transparently cynical, like in terms of like it didn't even make sense as a bet. Like it doesn't. Right. It's just the kind of thing where people are going to screen cap it and then be like, "What the fuck is going on at DraftKings?" And like, hey, people are talking about DraftKings again.
We sincerely apologize for the featured parlay that was shared. It's like there's like product details in the apology. Like the featured parlay.
Featured shared parlay briefly with
in commemoration of 9/11. We respect the significance of this day for our country and especially for the families of those who were directly affected. Damn, man. That's fucked up to like call them out in your thing while also drawing attention to your amazing parlays.
I mean, the stock price is down right now.
Oh, is it? DraftKings?
Yeah.
Damn.
They may have fucked around and found out that a lot of people who buy gambling stock are also, they don't fuck around with 9/11 jokes.
Yeah. 9/11, kind of a big deal on Wall Street for some reason.
I still feel like we're all none of us want to say it, but we're slowing down with the 9/11, you know, I saw something about making it a holiday, which is perfectly great. I'm not against it, you know, but I feel like as a country, we're a little like, must we have so much remembrance on 9/11? Yeah. Like,
Because it's always like, remember the tragedy that happened that day, but don't remember the tragedies that the U.S. inflicted upon the people that were radicalized to want to attack the United States in the first place. It's like, don't worry about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, a bunch of kids died in Iraq, okay, when the Clintons were in office. But
And
remember this.
Since then, too.
Yeah, but I mean, like, think about, like, it's all just, like, that's, again, why I think that's the reinforcement. It's like, remember that scary part. Don't think about anything else that had to do with it. And, you know, let's move on. And Jack can continue to have to explain it to his kids.
Moving along. Yeah. Nothing to see here. Well, in better news, guys, Gatorade has unveiled new hydration technology.
9/11 aid.
9/11 aid. It is called water. Gatorade water.
Fuck off.
Yeah, it's fucking water. But in a Gatorade bottle.
Well, what's different, Jack? It can't just be water because I know that...
It's functional water, bro.
Oh.
Alkaline water that's gone through a 7-step enhanced filtration process.
Okay. Go on.
According to the president of Gatorade, they wanted to give customers some perceived health benefits.
His words. His words.
Perceived health benefits. That's wild.
What the fuck? Yeah, it's a perceived, those are perceived benefits.
Gatorade is, I think, one of the best examples. We did an episode, Liz, not too long ago about placebos. Oh, I guess, and Miles, you were out that week.
Yeah.
And like how the color of a pill can really affect like how impactful it is, especially when it comes to like, if it's something that is trying to like calm you down, it works way better when it's blue, like a sleeping pill or an anti-anxiety pill. Works better when it's blue, and if it's something that's supposed to like pep you up, like a Dayquil,
orange, baby,
like it works better when it's in a warm color. But like, so they've done studies. Gatorade, people who drink Gatorade are more well hydrated than people who drink water. And the reason for that is because Gatorade tastes fucking awesome. And so everybody just drinks way more of it. And it also looks cool. Like it looks like cartoon refreshment. Like it, like the water is the color of, or like the Gatorade is the color of like a cartoon glacier. Like,
yeah.
And it tastes amazing. So yeah, of course, like it, it makes it. So like for him to come out and be like that, we want to pass along some perceived health benefits. Like they know what game they're in, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm always freaked out by like, I mean, I guess none of the colors actually like orange, yellow, but then when they get in the frosty blue, I'm like, that doesn't look right. There's something about it that weirds me out.
Well, because it's the same color as the water at Adventure Golf, like miniature golf places.
Or like Barbicide.
Yes, and you know, Barbicide.
Yes. Put combs in.
They should just call that shit Barbicide. Yeah. We'd still drink it.
I drink, dude, if they make Gatorade like window washing fluid, fine.
Windex?
Oh, yeah,
a combo between Gatorade and Windex?
I'm pounding that shit. I don't care because, again, their marketing is also fantastic in that they made you think that if you drink Gatorade, you're actually Michael Jordan. Or you're any athlete who's going to, like, and I remember those black and white commercials where people had, like, radioactive sweat. Like, the color the of their sweat was like,
the
Gatorade.
Color of the Gatorade,
And then it's like, is it in you? And it's like, shit, dude, I don't know, man. I'm fucking 12, and I'm, like, riding a bicycle, but I think I need to drink lemon ice, like, fucking 8 times a day, or I'll die.
My nieces and nephews were super into it for a long time, the Gatorade. I'm like, you're not Derek Jeter.
Right. But that's the... They combined the perception with it, and I'm now a perceived Derek Jeter.
But like,
mind.
They don't lie in the ads. Like the like Mike. If I could be like Mike, they like that song opens. It's not like I'm going to be like Michael Jordan. It's like sometimes I dream that I could be like that. It's like they're like, no, you dumb dumb. We're just giving you a fantasy. We're selling you a fantasy that this shit works. We're trying to pass along some perceived health benefits. Yeah, that's
so
all.
Fuck, that term is fucking evil,
you
man.
You can pretend you're Michael Jordan. You're not actually him, you little fucking idiots. that's amazing. Yeah. That they've just been like evil out in the open. Like, or not 100%. Evil, but just like honest that they're lying. Honest about their dishonesty.
Well, they're like, well, these have electrolytes in them. And you're like, you mean like salts?
Yeah.
Like,
they invented the term electrolyte. Or, I mean, they didn't invent
rebranded
it,
but... like salt as electrolytes, which again is, quote, the scientific term for molecules that produce ions when dissolved in water. Pretty easy. But they're like, you need electrolytes, man.
It was called salt water before, but then people were like, the marketing geniuses at Gatorade, and I mean, I'm not saying that sarcastically, they truly are geniuses, were like, what's a scientific word for this? And they changed it to electrolytes. Oh, so it does, like that term, when used with regards to like things that people drink, it comes from Gatorade.
Right.
The thing they're entering here that is bullshit is the alkaline thing. Like, there's been a like whole thing with like whether, you know, eating an alkaline diet has been shown to like help regulate the pH levels in your body and like lead to better health. That's like a longstanding bullshit health claim that like eating according to pH only really changes the pH of your urine.
But that's what I'm testing, Jack, to see what my body is saying.
because I'm going to drink it to offset what the vaccine did to me. But the studies of alkaline diets say they're bullshit. And they actually date back to the 1930s
when Joe Biden was conceived. Yes.
And one of like that, there were a bunch of diet fads that offered the illusion of control over one's circumstances during the Great Depression, and alkaline diets were like one of the big ones back then. So makes sense that, again, like evil marketing geniuses are like, all right, so we've got a depression happening right now, but nobody's calling it that, so we can just like wail on these people with like old Great Depression marketing tactics. Like literal snake oil. By the way, the David Spade show I think is called Snake Oil. But
came back to you.
Yeah, it's It's probably the same reason it's becoming popular now, is people want the illusion of control over one's circumstances.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that's not a direct quote from the president of Gatorade. Right.
I'm always a sucker, though. Like, if I see something, like, it helps your electrolytes, it's, yeah, you know, smart water, whatever, I am a sucker for it. But ultimately, yeah, you know that it's ridiculous. Yeah,
like, I'm drinking water.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things where, you know, like, even Gatorade, they, like, convince people, they're like, if you exercise, you're going to be so fucking dehydrated that you have to drink Gatorade or you're fucking up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I know. When even like physical fitness experts are looking at, like, your metabolism and shit, they're like, you wouldn't need anything like this unless you're doing, like, exercise. It's like over 90 minutes straight.
Yeah.
To, like,
if you're running a marathon, Gatorade is an effective, like, tool to have on hand. If you are
playing a lot of Xbox,
college football.
Like, yeah.
Doing two-a-days in the hot summer.
Yeah.
In Florida, which is where it was invented. Otherwise, you don't need it, but hence, makes us feel better, doesn't
hence
it?
Gatorade.
Yeah.
People who didn't know.
Yeah. It was invented by, like, the University of Florida, like, team doctor. And he was like, I don't know, I put a bunch of salt water and
flavor
sugar
packets
together.
Yeah.
Really? I never knew that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why it's called Gatorade. And then it was sold to a canned goods company because
they just went hog wild with it. They're like, let's invent our own sports science fucking laboratory to help pad all of our claims of perceived health benefits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Florida is magical. It's a magical place. Yeah. All good things come from it.
Folks, we've been saying it, folks.
Yep.
One of the greats.
One of the best. We love it, don't we?
But it is interesting because, like, Gatorade, in order to get people to, like, believe that they need a Gatorade, they've had to be claiming that water sucks.
right.
Water is bullshit. You don't want to drink water. What do you want to drink water for? That's not going to quench your thirst. You need Gatorade, fool. And right. now they've come crawling back. They got Gatorade water. It is like electrolytes, like drinking just a shit ton of electrolytes does seem to be a fad. Like, I'm seeing that more and more in LA right now.
Oh, just the, like, electrolyte claims. Hey, well,
like, I was, like, on a call with a agent and they were, like, pounding electrolytes. They're like, oh, you got to get those electrolytes, man. These ones are, like, the top tier electrolytes. And, like, all my clients swear by them.
What do they do? They light your electros, man.
That's right.
That's what you need, man.
Light up the electros.
Yeah.
it's kind of like bone broth.
Bone broth. Yeah.
Which I was like, well, it's something for, like, supermodels to drink. I mean, it's just broth. It's just, like, ridiculous.
But it's bones, man.
What'd you say?
I said, but it's bones.
It's bones. Bones. Yeah.
It's bones. Yeah.
Well, Liz, it's truly been such a pleasure having you on the Daily Zeitgeist. Where can people find you, follow you, hear you, all that good stuff?
Well, thanks for having me. I'm at Liz Comedy on all the social media things. So catch me there. And make sure you check out my album, Getting By, which you can hear on, Apple, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your comedy.
People have called you the queen of the deadpan.
Yes.
I'd agree.
Is that weird to be called that? The queen.
Well,
of
I may have called myself that. No, I don't joke. no, I've been told I'm the queen of the deadpan, very like a Stephen Wright type of thing. So one liners.
I was watching some of your comedy and we were really laughing over.
Was lulling over here on this side.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thanks.
Talking
fellas
to that 21-year-old in the audience that you had posted on your Instagram.
Yeah.
It was a great exchange. Guys, check out Liz's comedy. Check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And is there a work of media that you've been enjoying, Liz?
A work of media. This stumped me, but I have been enjoying just the last couple hours. It was Pink's birthday and someone on Twitter like posted this weird picture of saying she looked like Eddie Izzard. And it's just, she's been fighting.
Damn,
back
she
on
does
kind of
look like Eddie Izzard.
Well, that's not the point, Jack. The point is that she's been giving it to people on Twitter, and I'm enjoying that today.
Ah, people like you.
Fuck y'all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's not a great thing to hear. It's not like somebody telling you you're the queen of the deadpan to say you look like Eddie Izzard.
It isn't, but I love how she's like fighting back, but in a positive way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also loves to fly pink, as we talked about in recent
episodes. When she does that wire stunt across the fucking stadium.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Yes.
Miles, where can people find you, follow you? What is the work of media you've been enjoying?
Find me on at Miles of Gray everywhere, basically. And obviously find us on our basketball podcast, Miles and Jack Got Mad Boosties. Check me out on The Good Thief, where we are hunting down the Greek Robin Hood. All 8 episodes are out now, so binge that. And also 420 Day Fiance, if you like 90 Day Fiance coverage.
And you're hunting down the Greek Robin Hood because you don't like that he's been stealing all your money.
I don't like
getting it to the poor.
I don't like people that kidnap millionaires, don't hurt them, and then give money away to poor people. I think that's weird, and it needs to stop.
It's like you guys are doing it in one of those big BMW or Mercedes-Benz trucks that they hunt Jason Bourne in. Just hunting him.
Oh, shit. Let's see. And a tweet I like is from The Hype with, 4 Y's in it. And it goes, it's an exchange between Superman and Batman. Superman. Can I borrow $500? Batman, nothing. Superman, nothing. Batman, nothing. Superman. Can I bat borrow 500 bat bucks? Batman, yep.
Yep. You can find me on Twitter at Jack_O'Brien. Tweet I've been enjoying, please be nice with a G, G-N-E-I-S-S. Tweeted, youth pastor banana. You know who else died and became bread? Anyways, you can find, just bringing it back to my man, JC.
Yeah, yeah. Love a communion.
You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes, where we link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as a song that we think you might enjoy. Miles, what song do you think people might enjoy?
Little music. I like to call upbeat, like cleaning around the house type of music. Because this is just like a little bit, like an up-tempo, like kind of dancey house track, but it's not like too complicated that you're like, oh my God, I feel like I'm at a rave. It's just kind of, it's like a good injection of energy. Make your cup of coffee or whatever, get your morning started. It's called End of an Era, and it's by The Count, K-O-U-N-T. Check it out.
There we go. All right. Well, The Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your favorite shows. That's going to do it for us this morning. Back this afternoon to tell you what is trending. And we will talk to y'all then. Bye.
Bye.
Zeitgang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.